Today we celebrate that wonderful feast of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Many of us are familiar with his story. During World War II, in a concentration camp in Auschwitz, a prisoner escaped, and what was common practice is when one of the prisoners escaped, they would then exterminate 10 other prisoners as a deterrent. So as you're thinking, I'm going to escape, you know that if you do, that 10 will die because you did. And when they chose the 10, one man begged for his life, for the sake of his wife and children. And St. Maximilian Kolbe, the priest, stepped forward and asked if he could take his place instead. And he was killed after 10 days of starvation. He wouldn't die. He begged that he would be able to live until all the rest had died so he could be their priest, and it was granted to him, and they had to actually inject him with poison so that he would die. But the prisoners and the guards could hear them singing songs as they were being starved to death and praying to God. It's quite a story. And at his canonization in 1982 by St. John Paul II, the man and his family were present for his canonization and were able to give witness to what had happened in Auschwitz. When we hear stories like that, we think, oh, wouldn't that be, what an amazing thing that he did that. And it is. It's God's grace at work. But it didn't just start that day in prison. It started years ago, years before, when he made those daily acts of self-sacrifice. That's what allowed him to make the supreme act of sacrifice of his life. And so too with us. Each day, here we are, many of us receiving our dear Lord in Holy Communion, and then hopefully making those little acts of self-sacrifice each day. If we do that, when, God willing, that great sacrifice is asked of us, and it will be in each walk of life that we have, maybe not having to die in a prison, but dying to ourself, that we can have confidence that we will be able to do the big ones because we're doing the little ones.